Welcome to The Gray Matters, where we discuss more than just the hot topics and headlines of the day from a black man's perspective. We appreciate that we are not a monolith, and every subject deserves to be explored with nuance, giving aside from all sides of the culture. So we're here to hopefully bring that to you every week with a little bit of nuance, class, and some fun. Our panel, as always, consists of guys that are absolutely nothing alike, and you'll soon come to find out just how much we love each other in spite of our sometimes very big differences. I'm Billy Craig, joining you from beautiful Delaware, as always, and I'm joined by my good brother from another mother, Willis Jackson, out in Nashville, and Mr. Drummond, joining us from Portland, Oregon. But today, we have a special guest. Whenever the show starts going downhill, you know how they always have to introduce a new character, like a child character or something, build up some ratings, you get that cute, funny kid, give you some one-liners, you know, Raven Simone, Penny from Good Times. And who could forget Sam? Sam from Different Strokes. So today we're joined by Sam, also known as my girl, Joy Tribble from Hotlanta. Good to see you all today.
So
you got to come so in with Sam. With the finger guns.
So now I'm Sam. I ain't fooling with you.
Hey, listen.
Thank you, gentlemen, for welcoming me to your testosterone machismo sandwich.
We're going here, huh?
Are we doing sandwiches now? Okay.
This is a BLT. BS. And dot, dot, dot. Okay? BLT. Oh, that's what y'all need to call each other. The BLT. Ooh.
BLT?
For the BS, lies, and...
You already made Paul hit the cup. Paul hit the cup already. That's what we're doing.
Man, bullshit, lies, and tyranny.
Come on, Audrey. Let's go, Audrey.
There it is.
Come on,
there it is. There it is. BLT.
Yo, so, well, thank you. Oh, it is our pleasure. The pleasure is all ours, of course. So we have... a first, so let's go ahead and kick off this topic. We're going to bring in a level of expertise, maybe, hopefully, to the people this time. But what we want to discuss, Billy gave me a long-ass question, so I'm going to go ahead and read it directly from the screen so that I don't mess this up. I want to make sure we get the intentions right. So we got, does society need to change the language around people that don't have spouses or children? Has the patriarchy made us buy into a lie about people that don't have those human attachments? Or do some people not get chose for good reason? So to boil all this down, we're going to start off
with this piece.
Man, we're going ladies first, though, because, you know, I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off and ask Joy a question.
Ask away, sir.
Yes. So we're going to go with the end and work our way backwards. So
okay.
For the people who have reached a certain age, we'll just say 40. We'll start at 40 and okay. figure it out from there.
Okay.
If they are not in a relationship, you know, no exes, no kids, anything like that, do you feel, from a woman's perspective, that society labels them as something's wrong with them, and is that fair? Go.
Well, thank you for the question, dear Andre. I think to start backwards from your ask is there something wrong with them? And I like to position it and say, is something right with them? Maybe they made a better choice, right? Because we always feel like let me start over. The world that we live in is a place of conditioning. We're conditioned to believe all sorts of things based on whomever's perspective. Who is the they? I don't know. But they say you should be married by this time. They say you should have children by this time. They say there's something wrong with you if you don't have a significant other. But who is they? They is probably somebody sitting in the basement of his mother's home eating carrots and tomatoes on a mayonnaise sandwich, single as a dollar bill.
On a mayonnaise sandwich.
Okay, that's my perspective on that. Mayonnaise sandwiches, single as a dollar bill. Okay,
that's hilarious.
Because Because who's to say that a person of a certain age who's reached maybe a particular financial level of success, right? Maybe career success even, and they've had an epiphany and it's saying, wait a minute, I think we've got this thing all wrong. Who said I needed to be attached to someone to achieve a level of success? I think being by yourself to me takes a lot of courage, right? Because oftentimes people who look at people that are single always go, what's wrong with them? But the person that is single is like, what's wrong with you? Because I can come home and drink the Kool-Aid out of the refrigerator and I ain't got to ask who drank up my shit. I can go on vacations and not have to ask, can we afford it this month? Because this is my money. So I don't have to query anyone else about any particular thing because all of the decisions remain with me. Now, do I believe in the sanctity of marriage? Of course I do. I believe there's some beautiful things that come out of it. But I also think the perspective needs to shift. And I think it is changing in our society because why are so many people that are married divorced? Why does this beautiful marital bliss, matrimony, oh my God, you're the love of my life. You're my soulmate. You're the only person that I think about when I wake up in the morning. You are now sitting in divorce court. So can we talk about why the thing that everybody wants us to achieve and hold in such high regard seems to be washed away when it's all said and done? So I think actually for single people, what's right with them? Because apparently they figured something out.
This episode gonna be good. Right. So
Low class.
So the one thing
right.
The one thing that I'm gonna address from what you said, and I have
let me just say Andre feel attacked the way he was mocking the way he be talking about his wife. Hey, that wouldn't even call for it.
That
you're the love of my life.
I told you that in confidence.
You're my
Billy.
Everything.
And now here you are. You got to watch who you tell things in confidence. Billy is not a safe space.
Billy
okay?
is messy. Billy is hella messy.
Hey, I wouldn't have said that.
Everybody who knows Billy knows Billy is hella messy.
I wouldn't have said that if you hadn't got it spot on. Though.
Ain't meddling and messy.
No, seriously though. The only part that I disagree with, and it's not really a true disagreement, but you said, who is they? Mm-hmm. And we all know who they is.
Who is they? White men
have made this the they. Like, these are the standards that they set long time ago. Mm-hmm. And
they
we
set these rules. That's right.
Yeah, they said
just white men know.
Well, it's white men who started it and everybody else bought in. But
okay, because that's
we
why
know
I
who
asked
started
who
it.
Is the they? Because
right.
Be
is it just white men? Because Arab
like
men, Asian
right.
men,
that's right.
Latino men, we all kind of like won't control.
I'll say
like,
this: though,
we ain't, we ain't Paul. Like I'm on her side with this part of the game.
The
so
thing
is it
about
white
it is,
men or is it patriarchy?
Well, here's the go. Thing: there is no patriarchy okay. without white men at this point. Because
well, there's
let's
no patriarchy without women.
Well,
we had
that kind of we've already,
over
yeah.
This.
We've done
oh,
that.
Wait. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's all I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff that Arab men or men in Africa or men in, you know, Asia do that we're not even thinking about their trends. We're not thinking about
right.
their how they put things in that hierarchy of, you know, priorities.
But it's still consistent though, Riff.
It is across the board. And only thing I'm saying is for our purposes today in the United States of America is white men. Like, let's just, you know,
we just gonna blame it all yeah. on those cats. All
right. Hey, we don't have time to even flesh that out. Let's just leave it right there. We can pick up on that another show.
All of our teammates in high school, we not y'all. Well, some of y'all, but not all y'all. Just playing.
But so, well, go ahead, Billy.
No, what I was gonna say is to Joy's point, I agree with her in the sense that. I kind of find, as usual, as you guys have probably already figured out, I have a kind of, it's not an either or binary thing for me. It's kind of a both and. And I think Joy very well put it. See how we do? This is all I was going to say. I find that sometimes we mischaracterize the conversation and we use the wrong terms surrounding it. That's why I asked that question about how we have to change the language. What I find is whether you're married, single, whether it's a matter of having children, having a spouse, whatever that is, choosing to be single, you don't want to because you're scared, you got trauma, whatever it is. What I find is that people are not responsible enough to manage some of these relationships. And I think that where we mess up in our society when it comes to marriages, when it comes to families, is that if you're not self-aware enough to know that, yeah, I want to be chose. Yeah, I want to have a wife. Yeah, I want to have all these things that I've been taught and it's been ingrained in me that these are things that I should strive for. That's all fine and good. But again, doing the work, you have to be responsible enough. No, I'm saying you have to be responsible enough to maintain
it. You're spitting what she's asking, who's spitting this stuff, and you're spitting it. So you're they.
No, what I'm saying is I agree with her that there are a lot of people who have bought into this idea that if you're not this, then something's wrong. When the fact of the matter is, no, they did get it right. If you don't want to take care of, I have sisters, right?
One so you're
sisters,
they
not married. No, I'm saying what Joy is saying. Let me say what I'm saying. What Joy is saying is true. If you don't actually want to make sacrifices, you don't need to have children. If you're the kind of person that feels like Joy said, hey, listen, I want to go where I'm going and I got my money and I don't have to worry about who drank my Kool-Aid. I'm saying that is there's nothing wrong with that is my point. There's okay. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. You just have, I think a lot of people go into it thinking they can keep that with them and still have a healthy family and a healthy home dynamic when the fact of the matter is,
oh no,
you can't have that. Literally, no. I'm telling you, with two children and a wife, you have you to let that room. Go. And there, my point is there's nothing wrong with it as long right. as you go into it eyes wide open and know that there's nothing wrong with it, but this is what comes with it. And that's why I felt that's all I was going to say is that I feel like her attitude is very responsible and her perspective basically is one of I'm taking ownership instead of allowing the patriarchy to frame it for me and give me the words and give me a there's nothing wrong with it. Unfortunately, it gets surrounded by a lot of shame and people have terms. They call it, what do they call them? You know, old maids. Well, that's a derogatory term that label somebody unfairly as though they didn't choose that because they knew this is what I want as opposed to this is not what I want.
Or maybe it's out of choice. Maybe you've come to a particular point in your life where you're like, I'm no longer going to force it. If it don't fit, don't force it, right? I'm not getting ready to try to, you know, force myself on somebody just to be chosen so that I look normal to people. You know, I think people are coming to the realization that normal is what normal does. It's just what I'm choosing for normal to be for me. And I think we're pulling back layers on, I mean, we can even kind of, we don't even have to go there, but just even from a sexual standpoint, being heterosexual, you know, homosexual, non-binary, all of the alphabet. I hope that's not derogatory, Lord.
If it's derogatory, but we about 10 shows into this.
Shout out to everybody.
We just call it
everybody who love everybody, man. We don't want no smoke.
But I think people are just coming to the realization of taking off the labels of what a thing should be and allowing themselves to live this life. Because listen, life is hard enough without being labeled a thing. I mean, as Black people, we already know purely by showing up, we're already labeled as a thing before we even open our mouths. I mean, if your name happens to be Lakeisha Jackson, the HR manager knows she Black. So just purely based off some of the things that kind of already exist with us, people are starting to reverse engineer that ideology, right? And say, I'm choosing this for myself. Listen, and please don't misunderstand. I still have to make sacrifices, right? I got to make sacrifices that I can't roll over and nobody rubbing on my behind at 2 a.m. in the morning, okay? That's a sacrifice. You hear me? Because just because you're single doesn't mean you're void of wanting to be connected. So don't make that mistake. The connection desire remains, but you don't allow it to be 1/10 of the pie, not 90% of it. So that's kind of how I feel. If you didn't know, I am single. So maybe that's why I'm so passionate about this and everything. But I think I give brighter perspective on it too. You know, being able to be okay in my position as it relates to this.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you, is it, does this confidence, does this affirmation, does this come from conditioning, as you would say, or does it come from your initial spark of your choice?
I think it comes from realizing that there's a burden that comes with freedom, right?
Well, so yeah, ain't freedom ain't free.
No.
Wolves are skinny.
And that's my answer. Yes. That's the answer. That's it. Right? Freedom ain't always free. And there's a responsibility with it in a coupled relationship or in singlehood. Right. There's some. I remember my aunt told me, she said, listen, I love my family. I love my husband. I love my son. I love them immensely. She said, but don't rush. Don't rush.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, that's okay too. She said, because there's some things I miss about being single. Right. As you've been, all of you are married. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So if you divorced your wife, right, there will be some things that you missed about being coupled. Absolutely, you would miss it. But I think you also get into a space of, listen, I lost my mother 15 years ago. Ain't a goddamn thing I could do about bringing her back to this earth. Nothing in this world. I couldn't go live on Jupiter for a year, come back to earth, and voila, my mother would be back. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as you get older, you start to realize this is just what it is. So either you can make paradise out of it or you can live in purgatory. The choice is yours.
So since we're bringing up family dynamics, so yeah. So on this, because from a male perspective, you know, it was always, you know, you can play until you can't play no more.
Right.
But for a woman, it was always, you know, you need to find you a man and settle down and stuff like that. I'm just wondering, like, when it came to your family dynamic, what were the expectations? Were they like, yo, you need to be married by 30 or something wrong with you? Or was it more, girl, go be free? That's what I'm just wondering how it happened for you.
No, I think all of our parents from the boomer generation, are we the boomers? No, we are Gen Xers, right?
Gen X,
so our boomers, our parents are
boomers. Our mamas was Ace Boom Coons.
That too, Paul.
Our mamas was ride partners. Yeah, so, for those who don't know on the show, our mamas was tight. Like, she's one of the first human beings I've known in my life.
Oh. That's very kind, Paul, to say.
That's the truth. You're, like, literally one of the first human beings I knew.
I love Joy's response. She's like,
kind.
I don't know if I want people to know you like that. Paul.
Right. Yeah.
You out here.
She like, man, you blowing up my spot. No.
Yeah. You talk too much. And you never said
that's the homie.
No.
That's little sis. No, yeah, real talk. No, that's little sis.
No, but I think all of our parents from that generation had aspirations of us doing the thing that we thought was the normal, you know, ascension of adulthood. You go to school, you find a guy, you get married, you have children. I think that was what my mother's desires were, right? She didn't live for to see me achieve any of those things. Listen, I've also been labeled as a lesbian because I don't have a boyfriend or a male friend or I'm married at this point. That? Say it again.
Who labeled you that?
A man, actually. A man.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, you got.
So a man labeled what you do with your vagina.
Not necessarily what I do with my vagina, right? But just being
or your people, your meat suit. A man decided to label what you do with
my
your
honey
meat
pot.
Suit
my honey
for
pot.
You.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, that I was lesbian because
why are you giving him that power?
I didn't give him any power. That was his choice to make. Now whether I own
the
label,
that's power.
That's what
bro.
He labeled me.
Okay.
Well, just because you label me a thing doesn't make it true at all.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
I just
so
make
you
sure
can say what
straight.
You want to say. It's what I respond to. And if I call you a mother. That could very well be true, right? We don't want to get into labels because
I'm just saying, like you give people, you can give people too much power.
Sure,
I'm just using. I'm just using.
Sure,
I'm just, the words you chose
sure
alarmed me when you said he labeled you.
But that was his choice.
No, but you chose the words that he labeled you.
Well, I chose lesbian?
No.
Or I chose the fact that I said that he labeled me that.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. You. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's semantics. He called, he labeled, he said. And okay. I didn't really select that as
okay.
The word,
I'm going. Okay, maybe I'm being oversensitive, but go ahead. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah.
Well, he called me a lesbian. Okay, we'll make it be easier, right? Rated G for audiences, right?
right.
But yeah, that's what he. And I was like, wow. So because I don't have a guy, because I'm really close to the girlfriends that I have in my life, and we do the girlfriend things, makes me a lesbian. But I think that's the other part of our conditioning, right?
Yes.
When you don't see.
Is there anything wrong
with it? Say it again.
Is
there anything wrong with being a lesbian? Not to me, because that's their choice, right? That's what they choose.
Again, that's why I get back to the he labeled. See what I'm trying to say? Like the way you said it was like kind of weird. It kind of made me feel like you were triggered. When someone called you that. That's all. And I wanted to get a little deeper into unpacking that part of the game.
Because people can say what they want to say.
Right. That's my point. So why would you give them the power to have their labels or whatever their words mean anything?
No, that's the part you're missing. Again, people can say what they want to say. It doesn't mean that what they say is the truth.
Matters.
Or that it holds fact correct.
Right.
Correct. But my point is that I'm sure that my mother, my parents wanted me to, you know, get married and have children and all of those things. But I also think that the society that we're living in is dismantling some of the ideology that's associated with what people should be doing by a certain age. Because listen, 40 is not the 40 of our parents' generation anymore.
Absolutely.
Right? It's just not the same. Right? I feel like I've got more life in me now and at act two in life than I did at act one in life. I'm making the choices that suit me and not what my parents thought I should be. Right? Or what other, like there's a sense of freedom that I'm experiencing that's refreshing to me at this stage in life. Right? And so I feel like all of the focus is on me right now, but I guess it's because I'm this single person and all of you gentlemen are married to someone. And it's almost like y'all are looking at me like this, like, wow.
Oh, yeah, because I've been like this the whole time. Like,
no, we let you speak. Let you speak your piece. I was a serially single human being for a long time until I got married. And
so why did you choose
trade
to
it.
Become married? Why did you choose that?
Because I knew that having someone added value to my life.
And what age were you when you chose that, if you don't mind?
When I chose to want to be married, I was probably about 27, 28, where I wanted to be married. It took me a while to find the woman I wanted to be married to, though.
So how much longer after 27 did you decide to pull the trigger?
What do you mean, pull the trigger?
Pull the trigger, get married.
I missed a couple times.
Okay, well, pull the trigger and actually hit your target.
I go down swinging. I don't strike out looking.
You mean, like, say he was
busting my gun. Are you serious? You know how I get down. I'm busting my gun.
When did you get married?
What's happening? We down or we not? Like,
when did you get married?
I got married. I've been married 13
now
years.
You're really getting him in trouble.
I've been married 13 years.
Okay, within the last decade, you've been married. Yes, here's
I've been married more than a decade.
Okay, 13 years. Okay, give or take 3 years. Okay, my God.
But I was with her before I got married, though.
And so you said 27. That's not old at all.
No, you. I have a baby mama.
Okay.
I'm almost 50.
So how old were you when you got married?
I got married about 13 years ago when I found when my wife
I said
and
how
I got
old
together. It was probably about 15
you?
Years.
So 50, so 15 years
so
ago.
So I was probably about 36, 37,
okay,
35,
that's the question
somewhere in there.
I asked you.
Yeah,
okay.
mid-30s.
That's not old, Paul. That's not old. You understand? That is not.
Well,
that is,
if you want children, it is.
Okay. All right. I'll
If you actually want to have children, if you want to create children with your partner,
and if you want to be able to pick them up, if you want to be able to have fun with
you. All right. So now I feel attacked. Why we got to talk about
it? Andre been taking strays the whole show.
Man, first like, of
all. Just keep it I think my point like, this ain't me talking. My life was science.
We were 44.
I was going to say. I got a two-year-old.
I know.
Let me give you my point, and then I want you guys to know. Yeah. I'm saying all of this.
And you better be nice, because if you beat on him, he going to wait till he about 16, 17, going to wear you out.
He coming back. Boy, I ain't forgot.
Right.
No, but what I was going nice to my point to that was, is that men typically ensure that they are married before a certain point in life. They ensure that. Let me tell you why.
I'm gonna let you speak.
Because I think men get to a point in life and they say, oh dear God, I cannot live the balance of my years alone. I can't
Everybody
do it.
Does that. That's just not, no, a, they that's do not. Not a gender no, thing. No.
Here's it. Let that, me tell you why.
That is men, not a gender
let me,
thing.
Let me tell you why, Paul.
Nobody men, wants to die alone, Joy.
Agreed. But more women die single than men do.
Well, that's part of that's because we do stupid
because y'all outlive us.
Yes. It's because men
literally and it's just literally because you
it's
out
funny. I was literally getting ready to say that's part of where the statistics not, until you dig
but
into
not
it.
Just because of the not because of the outliving component, but because of being married or not, right?
Yeah, but no, that women, ties to it though.
It, women, it can, yes, but the point that I'm making is men are choosing to be married because they don't want to be single until death.
I'm saying women do the same thing. Why is that just a gender-specific thing to you?
Here's why. Because when you Negroes get to a certain age in life, y'all can't make it without a woman. And that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. I'm telling you what I know and not what I think. Listen, women don't choose to be married. Men choose the woman.
Ooh.
Okay? A woman has never asked you to marry her. You ask a woman to marry you. The choice isn't ours. The choice is yours.
The choice is always yours.
Listen to what I'm saying, Paul.
You just spent, you, okay. We've
listen
been on,
to what I'm saying,
You've been saying
Paul.
That you're choosing to be single, that you're openly and wrapping your arms around singlehood, mm-hmm. right? So
that
this is your
I'm
choice.
Void.
So did a man choose for you to be single?
Void. That doesn't mean I'm void of wanting to be connected. I'm just making the absolute best of my choice in this season. If a nice gentleman comes around and we can cohabitate, then it's cool. But I'm not in the feminist movement of, I don't want no man. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that in the season that I'm in, I'm making a choice for this to be okay. Right? That's what I'm saying. But
so you're convincing yourself.
I'm allowing this to be okay. It's not just convincing myself.
Anything?
I'm coming to peace with it because I'm making a choice to be okay. Listen, there are some
okay,
people
life,
that are
life
not
deals
able
us cards,
be,
right? Like listen, we all like yes. I wanted to be
some
in the NFL. I wanted to be Deion single. Sanders. I wanted to play in the MLB.
Got
I wanted to play in the NFL. I wanted to be that dude, right?
Got
I
it.
Wanted to make an album while I was doing it too. I wanted Good. To play in the Super Bowl
right.
and the World Series and make an album with a bunch of girls draped all over me talking about how mm-hmm. live I was. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted out of life. I don't mm-hmm. know many people who didn't that was boys in that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
didn't happen for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's your point?
My point is life deals us the cards that we
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm.
And you play the hand that you dealt.
That's what I'm doing, Paul.
Okay. What I'm saying is you don't have to
and
like that hand. You just
got
to play it.
I got a good ass hand. You see what I'm saying? Why?
I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying it sounds like you convincing yourself that the hand that you don't like is better for you than it is.
Who said I don't like it? Who said I don't like it?
I'm hearing you say it.
I'm
hearing you say you're making the best of it.
Say it again.
I'm hearing you say you're making the best of it.
We make the best out of everything, but I didn't say I didn't like it. You understand?
So are we choosing it or...
We choose
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not articulating this correctly.
I'm choosing
you understand
to be happy.
Fellas?
Listen, we can choose to be sad. We make a decision every day we wake up, right?
make a decision every day we wake up. How am I going to enter today's day? You're making a choice. If something comes across your phone and it pisses you off, you have a choice to respond angrily.
Right.
Or you can choose to be like, "Woo, that's about to wear me out. But you know what? I'm not going to cuss this fuck out. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm going to choose to find some different language to address the situation. It's a choice.
Or
my mother dying.
You can, or you can engage, or you can engage in that conversation and still not feel away. Like, there's also another choice. You can also cuss that mug out and still not care and go about your day and be happy.
The bottom line is, it's a choice.
Right.
What I hear is, essentially,
I'm not getting across what I'm trying to say.
But it's great conversation way. Because I think if I'm hearing it correctly, I love the conversation because I think this is part of why I raised the question. There is gray area, and I think there is an assumption, a really big assumption, in this vacuum, this conversation about families and having children. And reaching a certain age where it is assumed that a person who is 40 or 50 years old, who doesn't have a wife, doesn't have a husband, doesn't have children, that they have essentially, like, they just have to resign themselves to defeat and be unhappy. And the fact is, I can still be happy even though I don't have a spouse, even though I have a kid. It's kind of like you used to keep with the analogy of the hand of spades, for example.
Okay.
I can have a good hand and not be Trump tight. Pardon the expression, you know.
Agreed.
There you go. Yeah. I can have a really good hand and have five in a possible. That's a really good hand. Just because I'm not about to run a Boston on somebody doesn't mean I don't have a good hand. And I
there
think
it is.
Too often
there it is.
And so if I don't have a big
that's
joker,
not my question.
No, hold on. Let me because from the outside view in this conversation.
Okay, maybe
Paul is big. On how things are said or the phrases that people use. And I get what, from this standpoint, I understand 100% what you're saying, Joy. I'm just saying where I see this breakdown. So Paul, you said, I'm playing the hand that I was dealt. Like I'm making the best of it. Like who pick the leader of Apple, whoever. Like it sounds different. Somebody who's a billionaire saying, well, I'm playing the best hand I can, as opposed to somebody who may not have that saying, well, I'm doing the best I can. Like he's looking at it from the perspective of you saying, well, I'm doing the best I can with the cards I was dealt, as there's a connotation that you recognize there could be better. There should be a better hand out there for you.
Listen.
That's my okay.
Okay,
you.
I'm gonna have okay.
Thank
listen.
You.
Okay. All right, check it out. Right here in the booming metropolis of Atlanta, Georgia, we are slated to have 7 to 8 days of rain, consistent rain. Right? Every single day it's raining, right? Mm-hmm. I live in a booming metropolis where it's typically 70% of the time it's sunny all day and it's hot for a long time. Okay?
And the sewers are horrible. So it's
and the sewers
flood.
Are horrible. But just because the traffic days that are coming are going to be rainy days doesn't mean I can't make the best out of a situation that I know could be better or could be different. I'm choosing with the situation at hand to make the day a good day. Do I prefer sun? No doubt about it. But it doesn't make a rainy day a bad one. You got me?
I got you.
I'm just
but the way you was laying it down, it was like, I prefer the day I have, and I don't care about the day y'all got.
Does that make sense? It's still true. That's still true. Because I don't care that you chose to be married.
No. Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I was getting from you was, I prefer the day that I have, and the day that y'all have ain't worth nothing to me. I never wanted a day like that. Mm-hmm. And then it felt like you were saying, I would like a day like that. So I was
okay.
Confused.
I think that was
Does that make sense?
Right. So you got confused, but that's not what I was saying. Yeah,
that's why I was.
Nobody
confused.
Else got confused. It was just you.
It was just me.
No, I'm teasing.
I can own that. I ain't got a problem with that.
Nobody else is confused, Bob.
But I will push back on one thing.
I ain't the smartest mug. Ain't never claimed to be. It happens.
But you're
that's
very
why
capable.
I ask questions.
But you're capable, and we can.
We all capable. I ask questions though.
No, I'm with it. Yes, Andre.
No, so there was the one point standpoint that you said that women now in society,
yeah,
are making a further choice to explore this singleness and yeah. And be happy within that.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, or at least from that perspective, y'all not making that decision alone. Like, men are also choosing that singleness as well. Mm-hmm. They don't, with that whole stigma is getting erased, like the one that you said, well, we have to be married by a certain, you know, time stamp mm-hmm. or whatever, or we feel like we're going to die alone. I feel like definitely that is also changing in society. I got plenty of single friends now at this point, whether it's by choice or by circumstance, whatever that is. And now they're exploring this because this is a different topic for a different day. But some of the things that they want out of life is just women, like just the aspect of women. And women have made it easier to fulfill that aspect without having to have a relationship. Like the internet has made it where we done made some really, really horrible ideas be able to meet and be able to exist together. And so, you know,
there are a lot of women lying about wanting to just, yeah, there are a lot of women lying is what he's saying.
You can title that next show, Two Can Play That Game.
Well, that's not even what it is.
But it is,
what he's saying.
That, but it is, though.
But it is. Everybody got all their cards and right they spades is face up.
Here, let me tell you why that.
Everybody's face is spades is face up. I'm with her on Thursday. I'm with her on Saturday. You know what it is. Don't call me to Monday. If it's what it is, it is what it is. Then
it is what it is. Then, but that's the right point I'm making, Paul. Because two can play that game. You got Keisha on Tuesday and Malika on Thursday. Trust that Malika got Larry on Friday.
Of course.
And so yeah, that's what I'm saying. So no longer are women
only a fool would think differently.
Well, I don't know about a fool would think differently because once upon a time, right, women were sort of indebted to wanting to singularly be with this one guy. And maybe not.
Say men are, you could say once upon a time men were stupid and believed that women weren't people who could think and do things.
What happened? You know what? Let me give an analogy to maybe ties this together.
You
it's
said
a lot like ahead, it's Billy. It's a lot like. So I think about my dynamic.
Am I correct?
You said it. I didn't.
I think about in my dynamic where I've been running my own business for 22 years, even predating when my wife and I got married. But my wife works a job. She works at this time. She worked for the schools. She worked for the hospitals when we were in Atlanta. She had excellent health care, excellent benefits. There are a lot of people who are stuck in their job because they don't want to give up on having the benefits that come from it. Once you decouple the healthcare system and having those benefits from having a job and making money, suddenly people would actually explore and do different things. I think what I hear Joy saying is that we live in a society now where, let's face it, there's a lot of women that chose the man that they did because they had to. That's part of the patriarchy. There was a time when women couldn't vote, women couldn't get a car, they couldn't get insurance, they couldn't buy property, they couldn't. And I'm not even talking about like thousands of years ago. No, what I'm saying is I'm talking about our parents. I'm talking about 60s, 70s, 80s. I'm not talking about like 100 years ago. I'm talking about even in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm. Well, I ain't 60. But the point is that,
like it.
Well, you know, I'm a bit old fashioned. The point is that I think when she says two can play that game, I think it's not an issue of two. It's not even that women couldn't play that game. There are now avenues that allow them entry where there were barriers to entry before. A woman couldn't make those choices back then because she would just die early and die broke and die hungry because you had to be attached to a man. That's part of the patriarchy. Whereas now you don't have that same dynamic. And that's why I was saying the language around it, the labels, the toxic labels in particular, I ain't talking about we having fun, we going back and forth with joy. I'm talking about people who actually have this, I won't just say mean-spirited, but a very myopic patriarchal view about it. They tend to treat it as though single, and we're talking to Joy, so we're talking about women, but even men. Like, what's the first thing they say about a man who doesn't have a wife, doesn't have any children, What do they think? Well, he got to be gay. He got to be gay.
Same thing, gay. But the same thing with me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, that's why I heard that. Boys
who are serially single and like, you know, how we are, upper 40s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some of them in they early 50s, right? Because we all, you know, players. The stigma, and they still out there and they still juggling. They got a team of them, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. They doing their thing, but they ain't got no kids, no nothing. And everybody look at them like they gay.
But I flip it on this. And this is another thing that I find to be troubling, and not to go too far off into the weeds. Mm-hmm. But what if you are a successful, financially stable, we'll just say moderately attractive man who doesn't have a stable or a team, but maybe let's just say you actually just feel like this is a part of my morals, this is a part of my principles, this is a part of my faith, to not be running around with a bunch of women, you still get the stigma and the label. You still get
You womanizing or not, you're going to get that label if you get past 35.
And that was my point. Any spouses or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And why is that? Why is the person then therefore attracted to the same sex because they have yet to come across
a woman
why is that the ideology?
Don't understand what they don't understand. And we just assume that you used your childbearing years to not bear children on purpose.
Squandered them.
Yeah, you squandered them.
You squandered your childbearing years.
Thank you, Red.
And with men, even though we can continue to produce much longer,
yeah, we can produce. What happens is they say,
"But you squandered." What do men say? I squandered my best years. I squandered my vibe. See, I need a little assistance now that I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, because the rest of them sperm is back just in my 20s. The rest of them sperms is worms anyway.
Look, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino just dropped a baby. Y'all better stop playing.
I'm just saying. All I'm telling you is they needed help.
All it takes is good swimmer.
My little friend just dropped a little.
Most of them is like the old
people. They just said, say hello to my little friend.
They got worms, honey. Y'all got worms after a certain age.
No, my wife and I were in a hurry. My wife and I, when we got married, were in a hurry because of that reason. Like, okay,
we ain't getting no younger.
Right.
Let's do it.
We gotta get it out. She's walking around the house. I ain't pregnant yet.
And full disclosure, all three of us got married in our 30s.
Right.
Let's just keep it a buck. Like, and I'll be honest with you, it was between
30 and 35. So the reason why
I
got married at 38.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I was in my mid 30s.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So I'm like 36, 37 when I got married.
Yeah, but here's the thing I'm saying. The reason why I bring that up is because
I got married on a Wednesday morning. Like it was real mid.
Like at Perkins, like, you got married at like Perkins?
Yeah, real talk. Like we just went, all three. We got up like, let's go get married. And we were like, yeah, let's do that shit.
And had
we went, got married, breakfast. And had breakfast.
It was for very different reasons.
No, real talk.
That's that blueberry short stack, please, for my wife.
With a side of crispy bacon. Hold up.
Yeah, I'm just saying that a lot of times it's for a lot of different reasons, and the assumptions that we attach to it aren't fair. I know for me, I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't scared of my wife. I wasn't scared to get married. We had a fairly long engagement. My fear was I didn't want to repeat some of the mistakes that I saw in my family. I didn't want to do that. And I was afraid that I was going to mess that thing up.
Is it a state of readiness that keeps men at bay from being married? Because I don't know if that's just game that jokers be out here just playing, right? Or just be saying, but is it the state of readiness? And then if it is, then how ready do you all feel you need to be before you can take that step?
A tax break though. I'm upper middle class, bro. That tax break is lovely. Y'all understand everything I'm talking about. That's my point.
We all had different reasons. I ain't gonna lie. Yes, I didn't get married until I was 32. But the thing about it is, my issue was, I was ready to get married when I was 22. Okay. Yeah. I am a whole, like, you talk about, like, I was ready to marry the first train smoking. Okay.
I figured the street.
I didn't get chose.
I learned the streets was trash by the time I was 24 years old. I had no desire to be in the streets.
But at the same time, I also, to Joy's point, I was very particular, very like, what do they say, measure 10 times, cut once. And I just happened to find a good cut. There was an awful lot of choices out there that I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to wait on this. Because you see those signs and you realize like, nah, that's not going to work. I'm just saying that we all have different reasons. And I feel like what happens is those reasons don't just vanish and disappear and go away just because you got married and had kids. And I feel like it sometimes invalidates people who decided, nah, I'm not ready to pull the trigger on that. I'm not ready to do that. And it almost invalidates them as though they're not being prudent and wise, just like we were. They just didn't find that person. And so that's why I said, I feel like the conversation, maybe we need to explore that a little bit, because frankly, it's unnecessarily hurtful and it treats it as though it's causation and somebody's to blame. Like you mess up. Now, frankly, and I'm just going to be honest, there are a lot of people. There's a reason why you didn't get chose.
Right.
Like, we just need to call a spade a spade. You a whole mess. You don't want to deal with your trauma. You're scared. You ain't going to do the work. All those
things. You ain't accountable.
But there are, my point is there are still a lot of people who I feel like, to Joy's original opening salvo, they deserve some credit for understanding that, you know what? Listen, I love that man, but this was not going to work and I need to back away. I'm not about to sit up here and destroy my life and four other people that we brought into this world's lives just because I don't want to be alone. I'd rather save the whole universe, everybody on the planet, the indignity and the pain of what I would cause if I had stayed with this man or this woman, just because this one card in my hand, I'm trying to force it. I'm trying to make it work. No, we just gonna lose that. We just gonna lose that hand. It's okay.
To Joy's credit, I told my wife for years to stay away from me that I wasn't worth nothing. Yep. For years. Like, oh no, I ain't nothing to be messed up with. You just go on, run along, get away from me.
And meant it.
Right. Dead ass. You know what I'm saying? So I get understanding where you are in your whole existence and your person, your space, right? And understanding that you're damaged, or understanding that you need work and to do work on yourself. I get all that.
You talking about me, or you talking about just people?
No, people in general. I'm not talking about you.
Wait a minute. Back up on that damage. What are we talking about?
Come on now. No, I'm talking about people.
But even before you said it, I saw him say it.
Really?
He was like, wait a minute. Pause, pal. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Who you talking to?
You said damage?
Like,
what is damage?
No. I'm talking about people. No, not you.
But I also think there's some discovery that happens, right? When you are single, you get an opportunity to really know what you like. And what you don't like, and who you like, and who you don't like.
Because sometimes that changes,
Oftentimes it changes, right? And so you are then therefore happy, you know, to say, good God, I am actually glad that I didn't get, I don't know how many times I've said, even recently in life is, whoo, I'm glad this happened now and not earlier, because I wouldn't have been ready to handle it. I wouldn't have been mature enough to be ready to receive what is coming now. Oftentimes we think we want a thing. Oh my God. But the reason why sometimes it's held up is because God knows ultimately that you ain't ready for it, or you will mishandle it. This is why it's so important to never give a baby a diamond. Don't give a baby a diamond. Why? Because a baby doesn't understand the value of a diamond and will mess it up every time. I
stay giving my babies diamonds. I'm that dumb parent.
Well, maybe it's diamond dust.
Yeah, I'm that dumb parent though. I get and
that was
I
a joke
mad.
And you missed no. it, Paul. That was a joke and you missed it.
Well,
he's calling me broke.
You
I got it.
You
I didn't hear it because I ain't broke.
But
that's my point.
But we all, unfortunately or fortunately, whichever one you want, whichever side of the coin you want to take, know males who have proposed to multiple women and females that have accepted multiple proposals but never made it down an aisle. For whatever reason, whether it just will, you can put divine intervention into it if you want to, whatever that cause is. But I think, you know, now that we are in a different generation, and the different societal standards, I think things are at least improving from the standpoint of knowledge. Like you have stated, Joy, on several occasions that you finally, like, it took a while for you to know yourself in order to be okay with whatever. Like, I'm fine being single. Like, I'm cool. But like, there's an entire generation, which is our generation, who didn't grow up with that perspective. They're learning it now. Whereas I think this younger generation coming up, whether it's a good or bad thing, we'll find out. Because some of these younger people's practices, I ain't really all the way cool with. But I think they're learning, just like how we're learning to accept LGBTQ+ and all these other things. Like, I think they're learning a different path in life. Like, I don't have to do what my parents did.
That's right.
My parents got married when they were 20, like 22. I got married when I was 38. And we all got different reasons. Mine was, I had a hell of a life before,
Me too, I had a dope life. Oh, God.
But, you know, when I met my wife, I to go all spiritual, but God was like, that's it. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess here we are.
Did you feel any pressure? Were you feeling any pressure?
No, I wasn't. I mean, only thing I felt was nervousness of whether I was, like, worthy of that honor, because in multiple shows that we've stated, when I say I totally outkick my coverage, I mean I totally outkick my coverage. Like
Sebastian Janikowski.
Yeah, I called a 70-yard field goal on a windy day, like kind of
winning your bat.
If you had to do it all over again, gentlemen, would you wait or would you get married sooner?
I'd have got married sooner. Mm. But I'm going to tell you this, though. You know what? Here's the thing. If I had got married.
That sounds like it hurt. That sounds like it hurt.
If I had got. Me and my wife, and we talk about this. If I had gotten married to her when she wanted me to get married to her, I don't know if I'd ever left Cincinnati. Like to think that because I was hard-headed and an idiot and decided to, like, take a whole bunch of weird turns with my existence in life that took me a bunch of different places, that we are super duper solid and we don't have none of the trauma that none of those couples that actually got together in high school and stayed together in high school have. I don't have no outside, like, babies. I don't have no cheating. I don't have none of that with my wife because we waited until we were mature enough to handle a marriage. If I had married
her, you would have gotten sooner. So you would have gotten sooner, gotten married sooner.
Maybe. But I'd have messed it up. I think if I'd have married her when in the 90s when she wanted to get married, I'd have messed it up.
And for me, I'll be honest with you. I was in the process of doing the work when I met my wife. I knew that my wife was who I was supposed to be with, but I was not even close to ready. And so it was like my wife was basically like, and I tell people this all the time. But in fact, Paul and I were just talking about this. I would never, I do marriage counseling. I do pastoral care for a lot of people who have gone through divorces. It's a whole tangled web. I would never recommend somebody take the path that I took, which was my wife was patient with me while I was going through kicking and screaming. Like it was like remember the movie Ray when he was detoxing and he was sweating and he was going through all that kicking stuff? I went through that for about 5 years with my own personal demons and issues, and my wife was sitting there. We was both it's like I was in a war. My wife was sitting there with the gun shooting with me. And she was, I tell people, my wife is the most loyal person I've ever met. However, but the thing is, that's what makes her different and rare. And I don't think that had we gotten married, let's say when we first decided we were going to be together and get married, I don't know that it would have made a difference. The one caveat is, though, we probably would have had kids sooner than I needed to have kids. I couldn't have been the parent that I was now. I couldn't be the parent I am now if I had kids back when I was 26, 25, 26. I mean, I'm sure I could have, but
I like to think I'd have kicked it in.
I would have said, here's the thing.
I would have been a terrible
parent. I'm not saying I would have been awful, but I was still chasing dreams that I no longer had the same perspective on by the time I was 33 when my son was born. So it's like, I had a totally different mentality. I had matured. So yeah, my wife, I'll be honest with you, my wife is kind of what she's always been. I'm the one that kind of needed to grow up.
And it's typically y'all anyway. I mean, I don't get it. Absolutely. It's always you. It's typically you all. It's the truth, though. It is typically the woman.
That's not always
let
the
me
truth.
allow the point to come out, then you can rebut. The point is
it's not gender specific, Joy.
I hear what she's saying, though.
Go ahead, Joy. We're gonna I'll block for you. Go on.
Golly.
More often than not, there is a woman waiting, lying in wait for a man to trim the fat, to gain perspective, to recalibrate. That doesn't mean that she isn't doing some work, but the woman is far more willing to get in the trenches with you while you are in your state of leveling up than a man is to get with her. I'm telling you what I know. Women will say, listen, Paul, before you respond, women will say,
I didn't say nothing. It's
your
squinted.
Face. It's your numb.
He squinted real hard.
I heard his face. I heard your face.
You heard my face. All right.
But what happens is that women will say, baby, we can do this together. I'll hang in here with you together. We can do this together. But a man be like, nah, I had to figure some stuff out. And listen, oftentimes women need to hear that and run, right? Because he may do more damage in that period than she really should be dealing
putting
with.
Putting herself into,
absolutely. So if he's saying, let me go, let his ass go. Because before he gets to his promised land, he will take your ass through the wilderness. Mm. And that's the truth.
Okay, sometimes you go to the wilderness and you get a lake house.
My point is, sometimes women are willing to go through the wilderness with you, right? Right?
That's my point.
That's my point. That was my
point. But only if I'm going to take a woman through the wilderness, she knows she's going through the wilderness, though. It ain't like we was driving through the city and then we made a left and she ain't got...
Sometimes we don't know. We're willing, but we don't know the hell you're going to take us through.
No,
right?
Yeah. Sometimes men don't recognize.
That's it.
And it's not even just men. Women alike. This is not gender specific at all. Yeah. A lot of times we think we have normalized trauma and issues. And we'd be like, what are you talking about? Life is perfect. It's peaceful. I'm giving you the world. And it's like, bro, this is a shack. Like, this is not paradise. This is literally not anything anybody should expect, but because we don't often, until we get exposure to your point, sometimes we don't realize we're dragging somebody off into the wilderness because it's not the wilderness, that's his home. Okay, right. I'm Mowgli. This is a Jungle Book. We're I'm from up. The jungle. Like, I live in a tree and it's cool. Hakuna Matata. and that's why, but I understand where Joy is coming from. She's like, when you run. If that's not for you, right? Because I'm not speaking for her, but I'm sure Joy has seen many a cat come along, and it was like, "Ooh, that sounded good." And then you see that's it, and it's like, enough.
And here's the interesting thing to that point:
it's not enough pre-negotiations.
Yes.
Well, here's the interesting thing to that point, and
like,
I was
me
willing
and my
to
wife
stick and stay.
About arguing style, like before we decided to become a couple, like we talked about everything from sex to arguing style to how much we like money. Like we talked about everything, deal breakers, the whole drill. Like, I could give you a script to that we did to run down to decide if we was going to enter into what we was doing. You feel me?
I think my point to that in all of that is that even if we do see some, because one thing a woman will say is, I see the potential in Craig, right? So we can see your promised land. And oftentimes, listen, you bring us the groceries, we gonna make it a meal, because that's our innate ability to be able to do it. We can make it happen. But oftentimes, the man, to Billy's point, I ain't ready yet. And sometimes to the woman's fault, we will stick in the not ready and get damaged. Or we can say, okay, I respect that. Let's see if we can reconnect at a better time. But because people sometimes are too afraid to be alone, they're afraid to step away.
Yeah.
And be okay with, let this just be. And if it's meant, it'll circle back.
Yep.
It'll circle back. You know?
I mean, yeah, so, that's what happened with me and my wife.
Yeah. Good thing for you. Everybody's not that lucky. But good thing it happened for you that way. Because everybody's not that lucky.
My last point before we hit this sound effect for the APB, but I think one thing that we all need to recognize, and I'm not saying all like us on this show, but just in general, is
I know you ain't talking about me.
Nah, I might be. We'll see. Let's see how this information flows.
Everybody know you raggedy.
But one thing that I've, you know, we've heard or repeatedly through this is about the portion of readiness and all that, which is an individual choice. The journey that you have to take. But when you get through with the whole, am I ready? Like, I think part of the problem is that we're conditioned to, like, to, or Billy's earlier point, we're so conditioned to trauma that we don't recognize that wilderness, because we've made comfort in this circumstance. Like, what's going on outside it to you may look like it, like, yo, that looks dysfunctional as hell. But like, I had a friends who, were together for forever, and one of the things that I said to his the female in the relationship was, I don't think y'all recognize dysfunction is how y'all function. Yeah. Like, they
that is your normal. That's your base.
Y'all normal. The couple that don't nobody want to invite to the party,
right? And it ended up not working for them, and they both went on to have, you know, separate relationships and marriages, and I think that the success in their marriage is now because of what they went through with each other. Mm-hmm. But I think it's about the recognition of doing the work that Billy's talking about. Like, if you, even if you don't feel like you need work, bruh, you need work. Sis, you need work. Even if you don't, like, if you feel like your world is perfect, I promise you from the outside, it's not. So I think I am
a better husband because of all of the relationships I went through that were unsuccessful,
and I'm an absolute better parent because of not having kids early on. I don't know things would have made it. I had to work up a level of patience to have a 2-year-old at 47 years old. So,
and I am, I'll just say this before we wrap it up, I'm a better person because of all the many countless conversations that I had with Joy back in high school, where she told me just how raggedy I am. There wasn't a week that went by where she didn't give me that look like, you ain't ish.
I tried to tell you, you just didn't want
to
listen.
I used to tell you all the time too.
And hey, Billy fumbled the bag on many a babes back in the day. I mean, the bag, all the content.
I had whole Tiki Barber problems. Okay. Anybody who remember him before Tom Coughlin? Yeah.
I just think too. I'm gonna bring up a name since y'all some Roger Bacon folk.
You don't have to tell the entire
historical data. I'm about to put myself out there. And my wife might get a little pissed off. She probably don't know. excuse me. But I used to have a little crush on a little light-skinned girl that went to y'all school. I think her name was Valencia
Hawkins.
See,
take very long.
And on that note, it is time for the APB. Bring it, Andre. Cue the music.
So we're going to let our guest handle the APB, which is that sound effect you just heard for all the people who are listening to us on Spotify and other streaming platforms without this YouTube, the wonderful YouTube content where you can see all our beautiful us and all of our glory with do-rags on and all. But but we'll let Joy take this one. Who are you looking out for, Joy?
I am in search of suburban white women. And here is why.
Well, they're easy. They've been an easy target for about 5 years, boy. They low hanging fruit.
A lot of people been looking for them.
We got to look for them. Go ahead.
Listen, y'all need to play the mystical song. I heard you just looking for me. You need to probably say to it.
Ooh, here, Lord.
Here's the reason why. In the current climate and culture that we're living in, particularly as it relates to gun violence, and we know that is a hot button issue all across the country, maybe even globally. But I am looking for you because oftentimes, not to say that other cultures and races don't have arsenals in their homes with particular style weaponry, AR-15s, AR-47s, but it appears to me that the majority of the shootings that are happening in our country are happening via your offspring from Sandy Hook, from, Sandy Hook, Parkland, a lot of the other unfortunate situations that have happened. They're your children. And not only are they your children, but your homes are the arsenals where this weaponry is held. So how, and not only that, but then your children are unfortunately the ones that become the casualties of these shooters. How come you are not ringing the alarm any louder? That why aren't you pissed off? The number one, maybe you ain't whooping your kids' ass. And not often is that always the problem, because parents can still be good disciplinarians and their children turn out to be assholes. Okay. So that's just what it is. However, the death is happening by your children, and the victims are those that look like your children. So how come you aren't angrier, more pissed off, and sitting down with your husbands? Because typically wherever the husband goes in a white family is where the wife goes. Those are the same decisions that she makes. How come she isn't pulling you by your collar and saying something has to be done? Because the grocery stores, the churches, the strip malls are not safe because of your children. You're killing all of us. You should be pissed off. And a brighter conversation needs to be happening so that we can adjust the behavior, because your child could be next. That's my APB.
All right, that's it for this episode of The Gray Matters. We want to thank all of you for joining us. We love having all of you. Please remember to leave comments. If you got any questions, if you got any show topics you would like to add, we want to also give a special thank you to our guest this week, Ms. Joy Tribble. We thank you so much for your voice, your insights. It was such a refreshing change for us, and we appreciate that.
They say hopefully we hate women. We don't hate women.
Oh, no.
No, I appreciate this opportunity to break up all of this machismo. Yes.
Right.
Nice.
All the testosterone.
All of this testosterone.
Yeah, right. She was rubbing her hands very birdmanishly.
And sucking my teeth this whole time. Yeah. No, this was good. And I hope that there was some bright resolve. And I love to come back and shed some fresh perspective on some things. And listen, leave single people alone.
All right. Well, once again, thank you all for joining us, and we hope to see you back here next week, same time, same channel, same energy. We look forward to seeing you. Be blessed. Have a great one.
Peace.
So a preacher, a stay-at-home dad, and a rapper walk into a bar. I am my ancestors back from the grave. No longer a slave, beat to the gods, kneel, pray, survive in my day. A threat to society, cause Malcolm showed me the way. I'm young, black, intelligent.
Oh, now they're afraid.
It's too late, I am the king, I am the spark to the brain. I am the light that fought the dark and now you're seeing the rain. I am the thing they spent their whole life killing. To find out, I am the rose that grew from under their building. This ain't for life, this is a fight so you can open your mind. Peel the scab back, reveal the blood and see what we'll find.
Promise.
Like LeBron, I am just one of a kind. No longer will I accept the blind, leading the blind. Keep it a buck, say what I want, not giving a screaming after World I Park until the day my heart stops. And when I do, remember when I take my last breath, just remind the tape and witness all the knowledge I left the grave. So I said, a preacher, a stay-at-home dad, and a rapper walking to a bar. The gray matters.